Joanne Boggs is juggling a lot of variables this week. Boggs is the deputy director for Ponderay County's Emergency Management Agency. Usually she's joined by other county employees here in the emergency headquarters in Newport, but it was lunchtime when we dropped by, and she was by herself on the phone trying to arrange an afternoon meeting of local leaders.
Let's get an update. Let's prioritize what we're doing. Are we going to close the river? The lakes are staying closed, I think. That's the kind of stuff we need to all know. So when everybody leaves this room, everybody knows what's going on. We're going into a holiday weekend, folks, and we got to all be saying the same thing here.
Bog says the Ponderay River has not seen flooding of this magnitude since 1997. And until a day or so ago, the expectation was that this year's high waters would be more significant than that. Forecasters have backed off of that prediction a bit, but there's still uncertainty.
They are predicting some storms in Montana. If those occur and there's a lot of rain with it, it will again change the forecast.
For now, there are houses and subdivisions down the river from Newport that are already flooded, and the town of Cusick has high water.
We've got five roads closed right now and anticipate some more by the end of the weekend.
Boggs says the county has delivered sandbags to more than a dozen locations, some in the affected subdivisions. She says Washington Conservation Corps and AmeriCorps volunteers are helping where requested. Inmates from the Geiger Correctional Facility have also been deployed. For now, Boggs and her colleagues are answering phones, sharing what they know, and trying to keep their heads above water, pardon the pun.
As people call, we kind of prioritize and triage them, if you will, and to find out where we need to go next to get our folks to help them.
So far, there are no shelters open in the county, but Boggs says the Red Cross is making plans for them in case they're needed. I'm Doug Nadvornik in Newport.